The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 28. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 21st, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Itam Sharat Pravishikau Ritu Hare Vishvinvata Me Anusavam Yasha Amalam Sankirtyamanam Munibi Maha Atmabi Bhakti Pravrita Atma Raja Tama Upaha Itam Sharat Pravrisha Kavritur Hare
Itam Sharat Pravrisha
Vishvrindrato Menu Savang Yashomalam
Vishvrindrato Menu Savang Yashomalam
Sankirtyamanam Munibir Mahatmabir
Sankirtyamanam Munibir Mahatmabir
Bhakti Pravrittatma Rajastamo Paha
Bhakti Pravrittatma Rajastamo Paha
Itang Sharat Pravishikavritu Hare
Itang Sharat Pravishikavritu Hare
Vishvinvato Menu Savang Yashomalam
Vishvinvato Menu Savang Yashomalam
Sankirtyamanam Munibir Mahatmabir
Sankirtyamanam Munibir Mahatmabir
Bhakti Pravrittatma Rajastamo Paha
Bhakti Pravrittatma Rajastamo Paha
Itang Thus Sharat Autumn Pravrishikau Rainy season Ritu Two seasons Hare of the Lord Vishrinvata Continuously hearing May myself Anusavam Constantly Yesha Amalam
Unadulterated Glories
Sankirtyamanam Chanted by
Munibi
The Great Sages Mahatmabhi
Great
Souls Bhakti Devotional Service Pravrita
Began to flow.
Atma, living being. Raja, mode of passion. Tama, mode of ignorance. Upaha, vanishing. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. And thus, during the two seasons, the rainy season in the autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the mode of passion and ignorance vanished. Purport. Transcendental loving service for the Supreme Lord is the natural inclination of every living being. This instinct is dormant in everyone, but due to the association of material nature, The modes of passion and ignorance cover this from time immemorial. If by the grace of a Lord and the great-souled devotees of a Lord, a living entity becomes fortunate enough to associate with the unadulterated devotees of a Lord and gets a chance to hear the unadulterated glories of a Lord, certainly the flow of devotional service takes place like the flow of a river. As the river flows on till she reaches the sea, similarly, pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely, transcendental love of God. Such a flow of devotional service cannot stop. On the contrary, it increases more and more without limitation. The flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. These two qualities of nature are thus removed, and a living being is liberated, being situated in his original position.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Shivashakanvitamscha.
So this is a pretty amazing river. Described by
Prabhupada.
Narada Muni is saying, as the flow of my devotional service began. So Prabhupada is picking up on that word flow. The Sanskrit is pravritta, began to flow. So Prabhupada takes this very nice concept of the flow of devotional service, and he elaborates on it in this purport very nicely. Devotional service is like a river. And by the association of devotees, that river keeps flowing. And where does the river go? The river goes to the sea. And that is pure devotional service. So, if you simply continue to associate with pure devotees, it's guaranteed. You'll attain pure devotional service. Simply by maintaining the association with pure devotees, you're guaranteed to achieve pure devotional service. And Prabhupada says, such a flow cannot stop. Just like a big river, can you stop it? You may build a dam. You know what a dam is? Where they block it. But then the water will come up and it'll go over the dam. So a river, a flowing river, cannot be stopped. Sooner or later it will reach the sea. No matter what obstacle may be in its path, it will cross over that obstacle. And And Prabhupada makes another point, that flow increases more and more.
Шрила Прабхупада да значение и на друг point, че тази река тя се увеличава все повече и повече.
We see that in the rivers also.
Виждаме това в реките също.
That the further they go along, more tributaries come in and they become bigger and more powerful.
Колкото повече те вървят надолу, толкова повече поточите други рекички се вливат и тя става по-голяма.
Just like the Ganga starts off as a little trickle out of an iceberg.
Както например Ганга, тя започва от.
The time it gets to Mayapur, it's a humongous river.
Едно малко извълче, докато стигне до Mayapur, там вече е огромна.
The further it flows, the bigger and more powerful it gets.
Колкото по-надолу отива, толкова по-могъща става.
So devotional service is like that. The more you advance in Krishna consciousness by the association of pure devotees, the more your bhakti increases, the more your enthusiasm increases, the more your knowledge increases, the more your detachment increases, the more your sobriety increases. All the good qualities, they come by associating with pure devotees. And another amazing point about this river of bhakti. Prabhupada says even the onlooker becomes liberated. Onlooker means someone who observes it.
Дори и този, който просто гледа отстрани, той също става свободен.
Somebody just happens to come to the temple somehow or other, you see.
Някой просто така се е случил, че той е дошъл.
And they see these pure devotees engaged in bhakti yoga.
И те виждат тези чисти преподавания в движение бхакти йога.
Whose river of bhakti is flowing to the ocean of Krishna Prem.
Чиято бхакти тя се влива в океана на Кришна.
Just by seeing those pure devotees.
Просто виждайки тези чисти преподавания.
The onlooker also becomes liberated.
Този, който ги наблюдава, той също става свободен.
So if you can just somehow or other associate with the pure devotees,
така че ако вие можете просто по един или друг начин да
общувате, even as an onlooker, an observer,
дори и просто като един страничен наблюдател,
by the power of their devotional service,
по силата на тяхното правилно служене,
just like someone may sit on the bank of the river, you see.
Както например някой може да стои.
Just watching the river.
Брега на реката, гледайки реката.
But this is not an ordinary river. This is a river that's flooding, you see. It's increasing in flow.
Това не е обикновена река, защото тя непрекъснато.
Even if you're just sitting on the bank as the river floods, just like it floods in Mayapur.
Дори да си стоите просто на брега, когато реката почне да се увеличава.
When the river floods and you may be sitting on the dry bank, but in a few minutes the river floods and you're carried away by the river.
Може да си стоиш на сухия бряг, обаче след няколко минути реката се увеличава, дига си нивото и тогава те отнесе просто.
It happened to me one time actually in Fiji.
Това стана веднъж в Фиджи.
I went to take bath in the river, and then a flashlight came out of the mountains.
Аз отидох да се изкупа в реката. Какво дошло? Flashlight.
No, there was some rain in the mountains, and a huge flood came down from the mountains, and then the river came all of a sudden.
Големи дъждове, извинеш просто реката, извинеш много бързо се увеличила. Става огромно.
So I had a little trouble there getting to safety. Because that was a mundane river, see. But the river of bhakti, there's no harm if you get swept away by the river of bhakti. If we can be swept away and drowned in the river of bhakti, we're very happy. So this flow, Prabhupada explains, this flow liberates one from the influence of passion and ignorance.
Този поток, той освобождава човека от страсти и невежество.
So one to say, there's sattva guna and rajagun, and I mean there's rajagun and tamagun liberated from them. Okay. But But what about being liberated from sattva-guna? I mean, that's also a material mode of nature. So how is it you become pure when you're simply liberated from passion and
ignorance?
Because I thought the sattva-guna was also a material mode. So how you can be... If sattva and raja are removed, and I mean, if raja and tama are removed, and all you have is sattva, how you can be considered pure? Because you still have sattva. Here's the answer. Sattva, the material mode of goodness, has slight tinge of passion and ignorance.
Материалната сатва има много малко в себе си страсти и невежество.
That's why it's the material mode of goodness.
Затова е материалната гона на доброто.
When goodness becomes absolutely cleansed of all tinges of passion and ignorance, that's called Shuddha Sattva.
Когато обаче материалното добро стане напълно освободено от страстта.
In other words, there's Vishuddha Sattva and Shuddha Sattva. Well, what's the opposite of Shuddha? Vishuddha, I'm not sure. Anyway, impure goodness and pure goodness in English. So the material mode of goodness, that's impure goodness.
And
the spiritual mode of goodness, that's pure goodness. So when it says here the two qualities of nature are thus removed, that means you're completely free of all tinges of the material nature.
И когато тук се казва, че тези две качества са напълно премахнати, това означава, че ти си...
And then you come back to your original position,
и тогава ти можеш да се върнеш към своята,
which is pure devotional service.
Изначална позиция, която е чисто
премахнати. That is the natural inclination of every living entity.
Това е естествената склонност на всяко живо същество.
It's not that we originated in impersonal Brahman with no tendency for loving service, and now we have to learn devotional service for the first time.
Не е така, че ние сме се появили от безличностния Браман и сега трябва да се научим да отдаваме чисто премо служение за
първи. That we fell from impersonal Brahman to this material world, and then we have now we're going beyond impersonal Brahman to Bhagavan, and now for the first time we have to learn devotional service.
Не е така, че ние сме дошли тук за първи път от безличностния Браман и сега отиваме за първи път при Бхагаван и сега първо трябва да се учим на чисто правилно служение.
That is not correct.
Не е правилно.
Prabhupada states in the very first sentence of the purport,
Шрила Прабхупада казва,
transcendental loving service for the Supreme Lord is the natural inclination of every living entity.
Всяко живо същество по природа е склонно да отдава трансцендентално любовно служение на Върховния.
The instinct is dormant in everyone.
Тази естествена склонност спи у всеки.
In other words, everyone has the innate tendency for pure devotional service within their heart. Everyone, all living entities.
С други думи, всеки един има тази склонност в сърцето си, всяко едно живо същество.
But as described in the Bhagavad Gita, Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidvanam vidvanam vivairvinam, that by contact with the material mode of passion, the one is infected with lust, which degrades into anger.
Както се казва в Бхагавад Гита, чрез контакта с материалната атрибута на страстта, човек бива повлиян от поход, която по-късно се превръща в гняв.
The original condition of the living being is prema.
Изначалното положение на живото същество е према.
By contact in the mode of nature, then he becomes polluted with the qualities of kama and krodha.
Но, бивайки повлияно от материалните гуни, материалната гуна на страстта,
if that same passionate tendency is offered in the service of Krishna,
то става повлияно от поход и гняв. Ако същата тази обаче тенденция е предложена на Кришна,
then that mundane nature becomes cleansed and one is restored to his original spiritual nature.
Тогава тази материална светска природа бива изчистена и човек се връща отново в естествено си.
So Narada Muni here is the example of a person who was able to do that.
Narada Muni тук личност, пример, който е бил способен да направи това.
He was a contaminated person.
Той бил една замърсена.
In his previous life, he was a pop singer in the heavenly planets.
В предишния си живот той бил един певец на райските планети.
He was very expert at attracting all the young girls, you see, by his singing.
Бил голям експерт да привлича всичките момичета със своето.
And his mood was not to purify them with Krishna consciousness. He wasn't doing it in the mood of purifying them with Krishna consciousness.
Обаче идеята му въобще не била да ги пречисти по този начин, за да напреднат Кришна съзнание.
So he was cursed to take birth as a Shudra.
И той бил прокълнат да се роди като Шудра.
As punishment for his enjoying mood.
Това било наказанието за неговото настроение на наслаждение.
But by the grace of these great sages,
но по милостта на тези велики мъдреци,
he became the great Narad Muni.
Той станал великият Narad Muni.
So that means there's hope for us.
Това означава, че има надежда и за нас.
If you look at it objectively, we're pretty degraded, really, you know. We're born, not being born in very high quality families. We have no love for
Krishna.
We're not very inclined to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. We don't have the mystic power of Vaishnavas. We don't have knowledge or pious activities. We don't have the mystic power of a Vaishnava. We don't have knowledge, we don't have pious activities. If you look at it objectively, I mean, we're really hopeless cases. Practically like lusty dogs, you know. Pigs, monkeys. I mean, really, really low class. Hope I'm not hurting your feelings, you know, but I have to tell the truth. It's my duty. I'm sitting in the Vyasa Sam. We're really scum. Naradama, the lowest of the low. But
no.
We have this unbreakable hope in our heart. That because Krishna is that Gopi Jana Balava, that beloved, most beloved maintainer of the gopis. Because he's so kind upon the fallen souls. He's so merciful upon the fallen souls, you see. We have this unbreakable hope that's in our heart. Because Krishna is so kind on fallen souls. And because we're definitely in the category of fallen souls. Therefore we're hoping that Krishna, we have Krishna's mercy, we can become his pure devotees. But we feel bad that we have so many bad qualities, you know. Frivolous, lazy, lusty, envious, so many bad qualities. But Lord Nizananda, Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Jagai Madai. Even the most degraded Jagai Madais, they can become the pure devotees. That Madai, he was the one who smashed the two brothers. He was the worst. He's the one who actually smashed Lord Nityananda. Madai is the one when he did the real. He smashed Lord Nityananda in the head. Blood was coming from Lord Nityananda's head because of Madai's great offense. But he became such a pure devotee. He made a god on the Ganga for all the Vaishnavas. He wanted to serve all the humble servant of all the Vaishnavas, Madayagat. So the Vaishnavas could come and take their bath in the Ganga. He became a humble servant of the devotees. So if these Jagai Madai characters, they can become pure devotees. Then there's hope for us Jagai Madai characters.
надежда за нас.
We just have to get that special mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Просто трябва да получим специалната милост на Бог
Нитянанда. So how do you get that mercy of Lord Nityananda?
Как може да получим?
You have to beg, that's all.
Трябва да проси.
Narottam, he shows us how to beg for Lord Nityananda's mercy.
Narottam, той ни показва как.
Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balokana Koro Ami Vado Dukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, I see that you are so full of unlimited bliss. Your name means eternal bliss. You are full of unlimited bliss. And I'm such a wretched, unhappy, miserable fellow. Please, Lord Nityananda, cast your glance of mercy upon me, so that I can become happy in Krishna consciousness and fixed in serving you. Please give me this bhakti bliss. Give me a taste of this bhakti bliss, Lord Nityananda. So in this way, Lord Nityananda, he's praying that our Lord Nityananda will bless him. So if we will beg Lord Nityananda, he is so kind, he will definitely bless us with his mercy. And then we can come out of this Jagai Madai consciousness and become the real devotees of the Lord. We can enter into that river of bhakti, and we can simply flow in that river down to the sea of Krishna
prema.
So are there any questions? Yes, Rupa Manohar Prabhu.
Because you mentioned that the material mode of goodness is still to some extent mixed with passion and ignorance. So what is the way to purify it completely?
Yes. How does one become completely cleansed of the tinges of passion, ignorance, there, even in the material mode of goodness? What is that verse? Nasta praishva vadrishu. There's one sloka in the Bhagavatam. It says they become destroyed practically to nil, and thus loving service. How does that verse go?
Did
that one? In the translation?
When one is completely fixed in pure devotional service, then the modes of passion and ignorance and their influences, like lust and anger, they are completely destroyed.
Yeah, that's a very good verse. There's also another one that says they become destroyed almost to nil.
And that,
yeah, that's it. Nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata seveya bhagavat yuttama shlokir bhakti bhavati naishtaki. By serving the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam, all that is dirty within the heart becomes destroyed almost to nil, and thus loving service under the transcendental personality of Godhead is established as an irrevocable fact. So the first step is to get free of the material modes of passion and ignorance. For the most part, that's the mode of goodness, material goodness. So if you will hear the Bhagavatam, you will serve the person Bhagavatam, that will take away the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance.
четеш книгата Бхагаватам и слушаш на личността Бхагаватам, това ще премахне от твоето сърце влиянието на страстта.
In the first stage, it says almost to nil. Bhagavatam says almost to nil. That means now you're in the material mode of goodness.
И на първото ниво, Шримад Бхагаватам казва почти до нула.
So the same process that got you out of the material mode of passion and ignorance in the material mode of goodness, which is hearing Bhagavatam and serving Bhagavatam. You simply continue doing the same thing, hearing Bhagavatam and serving the person Bhagavatam. In that way, the transcendental loving service becomes firmly established as an irrevocable fact. That means it cannot be taken away. You can never fall down. When is in the material mode of goodness, he can fall down. But once you become firmly established in pure Krishna prema, you never fall down. The material mode of goodness, there's still the slight tinge of passion and ignorance. But in pure bhakti, there's nothing there, no contaminating influence whatsoever. So just go on hearing the Bhagavatam regularly every day, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, and serving the spiritual master. By that service to the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam, you become completely cleansed of all the tinges of the material existence. You become liberated soul. You will see Krishna face to face. Like Prabhupada told me, he wrote me one letter. He said, now you become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So Prabhupada wants you also, Rupa Manohar. He wants that you should become qualified to see Krishna face to face. Become completely free from the tinges of the material nature. In our neophyte stage, we have no idea how much nectar is out there awaiting us. But if we'll remain in the river of bhakti by associating with pure devotees, every day we will continue flowing closer and closer to that sea of pure Krishna prema.
Всеки ден ние ще продължим да се доближаваме все по-близо и по-близо до това огромно море от Кришна према.
To the sound of music.
Звуците на музиката.
Transcendental kirtan.
Трансцендентална киртан.
That's the soundtrack for the movie. See, this is like it's a movie, but the soundtrack of the movie is the river. It's called the River of Bhakti. It's a movie.
Това може да се направи такъв, да има такъв филм.
And the soundtrack of the movie is Sankirtan. So we will flow in that river of bhakti, carried along by the kirtan and by the association of the pure devotees. Any other questions? Yes, Narada Muni.
His question is, what is the difference between serving under the influence of the mode of passion to Krishna and the spiritual master and serving in a passionate way to Krishna and the spiritual master?
There's the difference. What's the difference between being under the influence of passion or serving them in a passionate way?
Yeah.
Yes. The difference is you can be used by passion or you can use passion.
Разликата е, че ти можеш да бъдеш използван от похота или ти можеш да използваш похота.
You can be the slave of passion or the master of passion.
Можеш да бъдеш роб на похота или можеш да бъдеш господар на похота.
If you are engaged by passion, then that's the material mind of passion.
Ако ти си ангажиран от похота, тогава това е материалното гонение.
But if you use passion in Krishna's service,
ако ти обаче използваш страстта в служение на Кришна,
that is pure.
Това е чисто.
You see. We don't say you should not have any passion.
Ние не казваме, ти не трябва да имаш никаква страст.
Just sit around and don't do anything.
Просто стой тук и нищо не дей да правиш.
No, Prabhupada said he wants fighting Vaishnavas.
Не, Шрила Прабхупада каза, той иска.
I do not want sit down Vaishnavas. I want fighting Vaishnavas, like Hanuman and Arjuna.
Аз не искам такива Вайшнави да само стоят на едно място. Искам.
So fighting, that's passion.
Бойци такива като Хануман и Арджуна. А да се биеш означава страст.
So that means we fight for Krishna, not for our sense gratification.
Това означава обаче, че ние се бием за Кришна, а не за наше лично наслаждение.
We fight the atheists.
Ние се борим срещу.
We fight the scientists.
Срещу учени.
We fight the impersonalists.
Срещу имперсоналисти.
We fight the hedonists.
Срещу
хедонистите. We fight the baby killers.
Срещу тези, които.
And the cow killers.
Срещу тези, които убиват крави.
Our mission is to fight. And defeat this nonsense rascal civilization which is destroying the whole world. With weapons? Yes. Madanga and cartels, that is our weapon. And Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, that is our weapon. And the ultimate weapon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
И това е най-вищото оръжие, което използва.
So we should be very, very passionate to save the world from its darkness.
Трябва да бъдем много такива страстни, за да спасим света.
Prabhupada gave us the order in Los Angeles. He said, "Become guru and deliver the entire world."
Шрила Прабхупада той ни даде такава инструкция в Лос Анджелес. Той ни каза.
So if you're going to deliver the whole world, you got to be a little passionate.
Станете гуру и освободете целия свят. За да станете, за да може да освободи целия свят, трябва да има някаква страст.
If you're too peaceful, you know, Om Tat Sat.
Ако ти си прекалено такъв peaceful, спокоен, Om Tat
Sat. If you're too peaceful, how can you fight the atheists?
Ако си прекалено спокоен, как ще се бориш срещу атеистите?
Devotees should be very disturbed, very agitated to see the nonsense going on in the world.
Но Даниил, той трябва да бъде притеснен, когато вижда негодничеството, което става в света.
He should dedicate his life for saving the fallen souls. That is passion, transcendental passion.
Той трябва да посвети своя живот да спаси обесвените души. Това е трансцендентална страст.
Not that I'll just peacefully sit in the temple and eat chapatis and sleep.
А не просто ще си стоя в храма спокойно и ще си ям чапати и ще спя.
No, the devotee wants to go out and distribute books. He wants to do Harinam. He wants to do Rathayatra. He wants to save the people, attract them to
Krishna.
He has a passion to save the world, the devotee. That is Krishna consciousness.
Goshtiyanandi.
Prabhupada ordered us to become Goshtiyanandi. We have to have this passion for saving the world, you see.
Шрила Прабхупада, той всъщност ни нареди ние да бъдем Goshtiyanandi, да имаме тази страст, за да спасим света, да помогнем на хората.
So, any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Everyone satisfied now?
Всички ли са доволни?
Vladimir is satisfied. Zai. You've understood this philosophy?
Yes, I think so.
Think so?
Yes.
Are you ready to follow it now and dedicate your life to it?
Готов ли си да я следваш, да си отдадеш живота да я
следваш? Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Why not all the time?
А какво през останалото време?
Да, когато човек в изпускати се житейските ситуации се чувства дестабилизиран от общуването с определени по-силно материално замърсени хора.
Sometimes just in the different like material situations in life, one feels the moments completely without enthusiasm because of the bad association that he has in the material life.
Why don't you ask Krishna to help you? You can pray to Krishna at every minute. You think Krishna is only here at the temple? He's within your heart. He's in every square inch of Sofia. Wherever you go in Sofia, Krishna is there. And if you ask him to help you, he will. He can hear. He's not deaf. He's multilingual. You can pray in English, you can pray in Bulgarian, any language he'll understand. He's multilingual. You pray to him in your language and ask for his help, and Krishna will help. My dear Lord, how can I surrender to you right now in this situation and please you by my thoughts, words, and deeds?
Мой скъпи Господи, как мога сега точно в тази ситуация да ти се отдам и да ти служа с моите мисли?
С моите дела.
По този начин трябва да приемеш подсъмта.
This way you become a liberated soul even while you're here in Bulgaria.
По този начин ти ще станеш освободена душа, въпреки че си тук в България.
Do you know that?
Знаеш?
You can become a liberated soul even while you're here in this material body.
Ще станеш освободена душа, въпреки че си вътре в материално тяло.
Jivan Mukta. Rupa Goswami said.
Rupa Goswami казва Jivan.
Iha yasha haradashe karmana manasagara nikalasvapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. One who engages his body, mind, and words in the transcendental loving service of Lord Sri Krishna is a liberated soul in all conditions of this material existence.
Някой, който използва своето тяло, думи и ум в служение на Кришна, той е освободена душа при всички ситуации на материално съществуване.
So simply, always think of Krishna, always talk about Krishna, and always serve Krishna. Whatever you're doing, your job, your family life, whatever you're doing, you try to offer it all in Krishna's service. And then you'll be a liberated soul. Liberated means you'll be living in your eternal identity.
Освободена душа означава ти ще живееш в съзнание за твоето.
You'll be situated on the Pradlora Brahman, beyond your material body.
Вечна идентичност.
Брахма бута прасанатма насочити на кангшити. Самак сарвишу бутешу мадбхактим лабате падам. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes absolutely ecstatic.
Някой, който е по този начин духовно установен, той веднага реализира Брахман, духовното съществуване и става напълно екстатичен.
He doesn't lament about anything. He doesn't hanker for anything.
Той не се оплаква за нищо, той не желая нищо.
He's equally disposed towards all living entities.
И също неговото отношение към всички живи същества е еднакво.
Мад бхактим лапаре парам, and in that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. So just try to see everything in relationship with Krishna. He's there at every step of your life. Every 24 hours a day, Krishna is always there at every minute. Just try to see how Krishna is present. How he is blessing you and how he is guiding you.
Представен, как той те благослови и как те води в живота.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we'll stop here. We thank you all very much.
Благодарим за всичко.
For your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement.
За участието в това движение за Кришна.
Шрила Бхагавата ки джай, Намдарад Шримад Бхагаватам ки джай.
И Гори Санкаршана Даса Дикари ки
джай.